But in a community of this size, it is extraordinary that the impact that this kind of collaboration is having. And this is the kind of thing that we want to be encouraging as a federal agency. It's important because when you provide the housing, that's one piece of it. And sometimes the folks living in that housing stock, they have other challenges in their lives. And that public investment through the housing isn't going to meet all those challenges. That's why that broader community support is so important, because that's designed to meet the needs there. So I don't know if I would say that I don't see this other places, but this is a very intense. And what I like about it, and that's why I'm so glad I accepted the invitation, is that looking what I'm seeing here, we want to make sure that other parts of the region are taking a look at models like this and saying, how can we create that infrastructure? And I think maybe the size of this community perhaps give you all a leg up, but it's a leg up that you should be really proud of.
The worst thing would be if you had a housing authority where people just went, lived their lives, and sat in their apartments, so to speak, never had any opportunity. What are some things that, from your perspective, maybe you will take back, you know, maybe some insight or maybe some things that HUD could do to help a little bit? I mean, obviously, money is always going to be an issue with programs. But are there other things that HUD can do to encourage some of these efforts and maybe communities where they're not going on?
Well, one of the things that we are doing that we believe are encouraging efforts like this is you probably recall the HOPE 6 program, which is a very successful program. It was geared primarily toward public housing authorities. Now we have what we call Choice Neighborhoods, which is a program that is designed to make the physical investment. But as part of that process, they must demonstrate community impact. Instead of just saying we're going to rehab all the public housing, but let's talk about health issues, let's talk about educational issues, talk about employment issues, talk about a host of other demographics. And as part of that application, they have to demonstrate how they're going to impact on those measurable goals. So one of the things we will clearly take back is that we know we're on the right track by pursuing strategies like that. But it's important for us to keep in mind that we need to be saying to other communities out there, other public housing authorities, look beyond just simply the physical plan itself. Let's talk about the quality of life issues. And so I think here in this community, you have a very big social network of connecting agencies who are involved. I think we want to go back and take a look and say to other PHAs and challenge them and say, are you doing that? Have you identified your key supporting partners in the community? And how are you now utilizing those connections to impact on the quality of life?
It was interesting, I thought, to see the emphasis on agriculture in the sense of, like, planting trees, planting gardens and things. Is that something that's done in the inner city or in some of the larger cities? And is that something that might be something to encourage?
It's all of the above. And in fact, in some larger cities on public housing sites, you're seeing very large urban gardens because there is a move to reduce our footprint and to have more food grown locally. Will Allen is a very big proponent of that in urban areas in Wisconsin and in Michigan and other parts of the country. In fact, the president had him at the White House to talk about it. But here in this community, agriculture obviously is a part of life, but to see this being so integrated, and you have people moving into this community who probably never lived in a community like this with farm fields, and now you have housing developments, and right across the street from that, you've got a wonderful community garden that kids who normally thought, you know, that carrot got there, how they could, they have no idea. Now they can go over there and plant it, harvest it.